WildCountry.fm, your country favorites. It is Monday, which means it is time for your Wild Country Connects with Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union. Jerry, good day.
Well, good day to you as well.
Slightly bittersweet day.
Yes, kind of. Yeah, because this will be the last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of scary in a way, but I have a good replacement. Dave Cohen will be taking over these duties. You know Dave, and he will be taking over and do just a great job. But you know, when I was thinking about doing this final show, I thought about some of the things I've learned along the way.
But you've been doing this for a while.
For quite a while, yeah. First thing I think about when it comes to financial is live below your means. That is rule number one. If you can do that, you know, you can be successful. It means maintaining your spending habits, you know, and looking before you buy. You know, you want to make sure that you don't spend more than you make. That's really a key situation. And of course, you know, what you do with your money is really important. One of the things you should do, something else I've learned, emergency fund. So very important because, as you know, emergencies happen. And if you save a little money, you have it set aside when those emergencies happen, you don't stress. You have the money to take care of it. Now, how much? I don't know. You know your finances better than I do. But, you know, maybe you'd set your first goal if you don't have any emergency savings account. Maybe set a goal of $500 or $1,000. You know, the people that are experts in this think that maybe 3 to 6 months living expenses would be a good emergency fund. Well, my point is at least do it. And the best way to do it is set it up automatically. In other words, when your paycheck hits your account, because just about everybody has direct deposit now, set it up automatically so a little bit of money goes into your emergency savings account. You know, if you can only start with maybe $20, start with $20 and more than that. And then when you have a windfall, make sure that you put a little bit of that into your emergency savings account. Maybe your tax refund, or maybe you get a Christmas gift of cash, or, you know, lots of things can happen, money coming into your account unexpected. Save a little bit in your emergency savings account. It's really, really important to do. You know, and you've got to think about spending and how to maintain a control on spendings with a budget. Budget a spending plan, very, very important. You know, you have your expense side, you have your income side. You want to make sure the income is more than the expense side. Again, living below your means. And how you do that is you take a look at it. If you're not making enough money, maybe you can make more, get a raise, work overtime, get a better job, or maybe you have to work on the other side of your budget, your expense side, cut some expenses. I mean, how many streaming services do we really need? How many gym, you know, subscriptions do we really need? So take a look at that. There's money probably leaking out of your budget that you don't know about. So maybe a spending log would be a good idea. Write down everything you spend, then take a look at it and find out where the money's going. And of course, you have to think about credit. And, you know, back in the old days, you know, my grandfather, he didn't believe in credit. He paid cash for everything, but awful hard to do now. So use credit wisely. Don't get in too deep. If you have a credit card, by all means, use it because it's a great way to improve your credit. But make sure you follow my rule of credit cards. Only use a credit card for something in your budget. That means you'll be able to pay it off in full when the bill comes due. And again, you want to make sure you think about these things and be wise with money. Show a little bit of discipline. It's not going to happen tomorrow, but it will happen over time. So again, one final thought. Don't buy stuff you don't need with money you don't have. If you can follow that rule, you'll be financially successful. Been a pleasure. I'm looking forward to my retirement, but I'll miss this.
Yes. Well, you know what? A very well-deserved time. You've put in the time, and we appreciate all the time that you have spent with us and even before, and we hope you do enjoy that retirement. Well-deserved.
Many thanks. Many thanks.
Once again, joining us for Wild Country Connects, Jerry Manor from Seacom Federal Credit Union.